Bonjour, bonjour à tous et à toutes. I'm very happy to open the conference. First of all, I'm sorry to announce that François Recanati, as you can see, is not with us. He had to go to the hospital last week. He's fine, but won't be joining us. At least, you know, he lets me know, and lets you know he's sorry. I first wrote to Steve Yablo to tell him about this conference in August 2019, over 2 years ago. It took him less than 2 days to make his decision. I measure the contrast between the time it took to get Stephen's answer and the time elapsed until today. Yet, the organization of the conference was incredibly easy. But when I say that the organization was easy, I mean the part of the sentence that is not about the pandemic. The pandemic has been our only obstacle. Everything else was easy, in particular the search of the funding. The École Doctorale Concept et Langage, directed by Adeline Vrona, generously helped us. Anouk Barberousse, as chairwoman of the Research Center Science, Norm, Democracy, awarded us an exceptional allocation. Le Fonds d'investissement pour la recherche de Sorbonne Université, le Collège de France et la Fondation du Collège de France. I would like to warmly thank all these institutions and the people in charge for their support. There was a real enthusiasm around the project, around the work of Steve Yablo, a real enthusiasm due to his way of doing philosophy. Contacts with the speaker have been also easy. They kept their commitment despite successive postponements. Those who at the last moment could not make the trip by plane, I'm thinking of Carolina Sartorio, reluctantly switched to Zoom. Those who had other commitments while we were changing the dates, I'm thinking of Matteo Plebani and Paul Aigret, found a way to participate nonetheless. Thank you for all. Steve Yablo exemplifies a way of philosophizing which largely explains this enthusiasm. Even when composing a large monograph like Aboutness, he is interested in applications, ramifications, interactions with others, at least as much as modifying the semantic apparatus. This aspect of Steven Yablo's way of philosophizing had an impact on the design of the conference as we conceived it, François and myself. So I said this aspect of Steven Yablo's way of philosophizing had an impact on the design of the conference as we conceived it, François and myself. We did not try to paint a Yablo built, I mean a précis, even a partial one, of his philosophy. We wanted to stage the philosophical interactions that Yablo elicits and provokes in our community, to show the philosophy he produces and the philosophy he inspires. We have taken into account another feature of his way of doing philosophy. Steve apprehended a lot of areas. He seldom gives up a chapter he once started. Conceivability and non-anarchic imagination, essence, the the way of being a cause that Max Kistler and Carolina Sartorio will talk about are still present in his work, while the ways of being true have emerged as a major theme. Stephen Yablo always comes back to one of his themes when he is in a position to have a wider and deeper view of it. For example, he defended in the past the form of fictionalism in the ontology of mathematical entities. Figuralism has been Yablo's favorite version of fictionalism. The mathematical fiction, according to figuralism, provides a way of expression for contents that would not be expressible without it. In 2017, he published If Thenism. The paper will be discussed in the last talk. In this paper, the question of the status of mathematical entities is seen in a broader basis, and Yablo incorporates in his reformulations tools developed at the time of aboutness, for example, logical subtraction and the notion of remainder. There are a lot of these internal echoes in Yablo's work, extremely strong thematic lines. I hope that these thematic lines will manifest themselves and will come to structure the conference. I wish you a good conference. Thank you.